What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for since she left us. What is the Mr. Miami update when it comes to our dear beloved Miss Melissa McGurn, who is back this morning? Welcome back, Mel.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
Everyone has been waiting with bated breath as to what this update could be. For those who don't know, Mr. Miami is a man who was married, had two kids, was friends with Melissa before he got married, kind of lost touch while he was married, then recently went through a divorce and then started to reconnect with Mel, sent her some food. Things have been, you know, it's nothing serious.
Nothing.
It could be.
Could it?
I don't know, Mel. We're going to get the update today. But before we do, you have to let us know if any of the guesses that we took on Friday were the correct guesses.
Okay.
We'll start here with this text from the 708. She got engaged.
You got engaged.
Did you get engaged, Mel? Be honest.
Let me see those hands. No rings.
No rings. No,
I think we can rule out engagement.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't get engaged.
I did say that if it was that, I was going to be very upset.
Well, we were going to be happy, but upset.
How about this text?
From the 847. He's meeting up with her while she's on vacation.
Oh, that was a good one.
While you were on vacation, did Mr. Miami meet up with you?
Sorry to say, he did not.
Okay.
He did not meet up with me.
He's not Mr. Rome in Istanbul for a reason.
You did reveal to us that he is a traveler, though. So,
yes.
Not out of the question entirely. A text from our guy Alex in Elgin. He says, I think Mr. Miami settled down with someone else.
Ooh. Oh!
That's probably my favorite guess, because we haven't had a Mr. Miami update in a while.
It had been a while. In fact, I thought Mr. Miami was done so, until you went sprinting out of Russell Dickerson concert telling us that you had an update.
So was Alex in Elgin correct there?
The E-dub.
Not called that?
Some people call that.
No, they don't.
He's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he could be, but I didn't hear that.
Okay. Then we got this call from Kathy and Glen Ellen.
They're going to rendezvous somewhere.
You're going to rendezvous somewhere.
What does rendezvous mean?
Ooh, if you have to ask, that means it might be true.
What does that mean?
You go somewhere together. You meet up. Like she said, guys would meet up in like somewhere in between Miami and here, and that's like Nashville.
Is that in the cards?
No.
Ooh, that was a
you
long
didn't have to
pause,
think
though.
About that one.
Interesting,
okay.
Interesting.
And lastly, from Jose in Whiting.
I think they went out for like maybe a movie or lunch.
You meet up? Did you meet up, Mel?
Jose? No way.
Oh, dang. Great pun. Okay, Mel, without further ado, we need to get this update. What is the Mr. Miami update?
Yes, we've been chatting again, only through text as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it'll happen because we talked about this once before, but we've discussed going on a trip together.
Oh, seriously? So like a rendezvous.
You've discussed the rendezvous.
Yes.
Oh. I love this.
So wait, I'm curious, because you said you talked about it before. Is there a location in mind that you have?
No.
With kids or without kids?
Without.
That makes it a rendezvous. You asked what a rendezvous is? That's a rendezvous.
That is a rendezvous.
But it's not somewhere between here and Miami.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Ooh. Oh my gosh. You have got to keep us updated on this. This is better than I thought it was going to be. Okay. Mel.
Now do you see why I yelled it and ran out of the bar?
Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah. Probably go to catch him at the airport. You know, like a romantic comedy. Oh my gosh. I am giddy now.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.